The 2012 Hard Red Winter Wheat Crop Tour that's touring Kansas, as well as getting reports from several of the surrounding states, including Oklahoma, made their first set of stops yesterday. On the tour, Debbie Waitle from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, she gave us a call last night, gave us a little bit of a quick update of what she saw from her tour right across the middle heartland of Kansas.
The group I was in, we made 14 stops in 8 counties. We pretty well went across the middle of the state on Highway 18. Some of the issues and diseases we saw in our fields were a lot of aphids, but the guys here said there's a whole lot less than there were a few weeks ago. Just west of Manhattan, we saw a lot of stripe rust and barley yellow dwarf. It became much less prevalent as we moved east across Kansas. Disease was not in every field, and a couple of the fields with weed and cheat issues and other things, you know, might have been just some poor management on that farmer's part. Most of the wheat just west of Manhattan is in the milk stage, and as you move further west, moving into flowering and boot stage. And the highest calculated yields on my trip, my group, were in Ottawa County at 72 and 80. The lowest were in Sheridan, just west of Colby here at 37. Most of the fields averaged in the 50s. Our group average for the day was 60.1, but we had some really high-yielding fields in Ottawa and Russell counties. Overall, for the entire group that were here, we had 280 total stops and an average calculated yield of 53.6. But as you know, we probably all know, and the Kansas agronomist pointed out, this is probably 5 to 7 bushels too high per acre, the average of 53.6 that the group found across the state. And at this time, central Kansas is looking at harvest in about 30 days, and further north and into Nebraska about 6 to 8 weeks. And, you know, just like all of us, timely rains are real important right now for the crop to finish in a good to optimal condition.
Debbie Waitle with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Day 2 of the Wheat Quality Council Tour will be, of course, from Colby, southward down toward the Kansas line, and then back east toward Wichita. They will be joined by some officials from Oklahoma this evening in Wichita after the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association annual report session will be held this morning. An Oklahoma estimated number will be given at that time and then will be carried by Mike Schulte, CEO of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, up to Wichita for the Oklahoma part of the report. That'll be this evening. They'll wrap up the Kansas Wheat Crop Tour officially on Thursday midday with the session in Kansas City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.